With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says his state's law enforcement will be investigating the apparent attempt on Donald Trump's life.
The suspect, Ryan Routh, is believed to have committed state law violations across multiple judicial circuits in the state. Palm Beach Judicial Circuit, the Judicial Circuit including Martin County, as well as perhaps the Judicial Circuit represented by Broward County. Also, the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder.
DeSantis' announcement comes a day after Ryan Routh was charged with federal firearms crimes. Routh did not fire any shots, never had Trump in his line of sight, and sped away. That's after an agent who spotted him shot in his direction. He was arrested in a neighboring county. Also at SRNNews.com, the Senate will hold a vote this week on in vitro fertilization. Bob Agnew with that report.
The vote comes as Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer makes every effort to advance the narrative that Republicans and Donald Trump oppose access to IVF. Senate Majority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin says it's about politics. Quote, I think it's important to give a record vote on the issue. This is going to be a major issue in the campaign. Not all Republicans favor IVF, and when former President Trump recently called for insurance companies to cover the treatment, it led to disagreements among Trump supporters. Bob Agner reports.
Closing arguments coming up in the Federal Trade Commission's attempt to block the proposed merger of supermarket chains Kroger and Albertsons. The commission has asked a U.S. District Court judge in Portland, Oregon, for a temporary injunction while it holds an antitrust proceeding on the $24.6 billion deal. The Dow ahead 11 points, the Nasdaq up 43. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center takes stock.
The well-respected polling organization is analyzing 20 years of surveys and is painting a picture of an America that is changing fast. Pew says the country is a lot less religious than it was two decades ago, with more than one quarter of the population having abandoned faith altogether. Strong majorities of Americans now support gay marriage and want marijuana legalized. They also don't trust the country's institutions or either political party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's Civil War-era ban on nearly all abortions is officially repealed. A repeal approved by state lawmakers and signed by the Democratic governor took effect over the weekend. The effort followed a decision in April by the state Supreme Court to clear the way for the state to enforce the long-dormant 1864 law, which criminalized all abortions except when a woman's life was at risk. This is SRN News. Boeing says it's considering temporary layoffs to cash during the strike by machinists.
The company has told employees it'll freeze hiring, reduce travel, and reduce spending on suppliers. Chief Financial Officer Brian West says the company is also considering, quote, the difficult step of temporary furloughs for many employees, managers, and executives in the coming weeks. About 33,000 workers represented by the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers began a strike late last week.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the walkout came after workers rejected an offer with pay raises of 25% over 4 years. Officials warning people to stay out of the ocean at several beaches in Maryland, Delaware, and Virginia after they say medical waste, including hypodermic needles, washed ashore. The source of that waste is under investigation. More details at SRNNews.com.